listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Randy Mitchell, and this is episode number 2209. We're talking today about Una Historia sobre la Violencia and Sequestro de un Grupo Armado a unos Trabajadores en Modo Entrevista. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
Title: A Story of Violence, An Interview with Kidnapped Workers by an Armed Group.
Introduction. Host: Welcome to our podcast, where we aim to shed light on untold stories and dive deep into the dark corners of society. In this episode, we bring you a haunting tale of violence, fear, and resilience. Today, we have a special interview with a group of kidnapped workers who were held captive by an armed group. Join us as we unravel their harrowing story and the impact of violence on their lives. Part 1. The Beginning of the Nightmare.
Host, can you tell us about the events leading up to your kidnapping? How did it all unfold?
Interviewee 1. It was a day like any other. We were at our workplace, a remote construction site in a conflict-ridden region. Suddenly, armed men stormed the area, in search of targets. We were outnumbered and defenseless, and before we could react, we were taken hostage. Interviewee 2. The fear was palpable. We had heard stories of kidnappings in the area, but we never thought we would be among the victims. It was a horrifying experience, one that would leave scars both visible and invisible.
Part 2. Life in Captivity.
Host, what was life like during your captivity? How did you manage to cope with such extreme circumstances? Interviewee 3. Life as a captive was a constant battle for survival. We were subjected to physical and psychological abuses, living in fear for our lives every single day. But amidst the darkness, we found strength in each other. We leaned on one another for support, reminding ourselves that we had to stay alive for our families. Interviewee 4. Our captors showed no mercy. They used violence as a means of control, constantly reminding us of their power. We were kept in cramped conditions, with little access to food or basic necessities. The experience was terrifying, but it also taught us the value of life and the strength of the human spirit. Part 3. The Long Road to Freedom. Host, how were you eventually freed from this nightmare? Can you describe the events leading up to your release?
Interviewee 5. After weeks of captivity, negotiations were initiated between our company and the armed group. It was a tense and delicate process, filled with uncertainty. Eventually, an agreement was reached, and we were set free. The relief we felt in that moment cannot be put into words.
Interviewee 6. However, the trauma of our ordeal didn't disappear overnight. The scars of violence run deep, and the psychological impact is long-lasting. Reintegration into society has been challenging, as we struggle to overcome the memories that haunt us. Conclusion.
Host, this interview has given us a glimpse into the terrifying world of violence and the devastating consequences it leaves behind. The resilience and strength displayed by these kidnapped workers remind us of the human spirit's ability to endure even the darkest of times.
As we conclude this episode, we urge you, our listeners, to remember that behind every news headline or statistic, there are real people who have endured unimaginable pain. It's essential to amplify their voices, for it is through their stories that we learn the true cost of violence and work towards a more compassionate and inclusive world. Until next time, stay safe, and remember to cherish the freedom we often take for granted.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.